Welcome back to Purple Passion. Brett Harris, Kyle Richardson, John Ogden, Kyler Ismail here on this Friday. Our Twitter question comes from at Diddy Rico, who asks, how could our speed receivers beat the press coverage? And I'll throw it to our wide receiver.
Biggest thing is first contact wins. And so it's going to be of a premium that the guys can just release off the line of scrimmage. And if you can be sudden with your moves and give a misdirection move off the line of scrimmage versus the defensive back, then your speed's going to take over and you're going to win.
All right, what moves you? Our next segment, these are the players who in the offseason move teams. Which ones have worked out? Let's start with the Jets. Very polarizing. Tim Tebow, what do you guys think? Has it worked out?
According to Woody Johnson, he's saying, the owner of the Jets, he's saying that it's working out. According to the statistics and how the team is playing,
This team has a lot to unfold, I think, you know, and possibly it could. I think you saw a little bit of energy that he brought in there at the end to punch it in the end zone last week. He might be an answer for him at some point. Right now, I think you still got to stay with
him. I'll tell you this, one pass completion, 57 rushing yards, I think that says it all. How about the Broncos of Peyton Manning? He is having a pretty good career, great career, 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns.
I think that's the best move thus far. Not only do they get Peyton Manning, but they get to get rid of Tim Tebow.
That's a perfect segue, wasn't it?
So that was a brilliant move.
How about the Rams and Courtland Finnegan, who we know he can talk the talk, but he's walking the walk, three picks already.
Big time walking the walk. He even goaded the one guy, Morgan, receiver Morgan from the Washington Redskins, into a big penalty, which then pushed them as far as the field goal is concerned to win the game. But when you look at his play, he has a nastiness to him. This is the play right here where, it cost because of Morgan's reaction. That's just Finnegan-isms. But his reaction helped, I think, set a certain tone that Jeff Fisher likes for his defense.
Let's go to our resident kicker. We'll bring in Kyle for this one. How about Justin Tucker? This was the choice to keep Tucker and let Billy Cundiff go, who, by the way, now has been cut by two teams.
And it's obviously easy to say, wow, that was a great move. That was the right move. Not only for salary cap reasons. Obviously, you see this guy, his composure, and that's what I'm looking at, just the way he handles himself. It's always a test is the game winner. Yet we haven't seen that when it really comes down. Yep. That to me is when I'm going to say this guy's good.
Justin Tucker, 11 for 12, 2 from 50 plus. So
that
he's
big kick that he's had been doing pretty well. Against New England, come on now, game winner.
All right, it is time for a little trivia, guys. We're going to go by the numbers, feeling like Chuck Woolery this week, and Don's done a great job with putting these together. First question: the Ravens have had only one player in team history to wear the number 13. And it was from the Super Bowl season. You guys should know this. Who was it? Billy Davis. Kyle is on the board right away. Right. Most popular number worn by any Raven is what number?
Most popular number
that's been worn the most.
57.
That is incorrect.
60.
Incorrect.
32.
13 players have worn number 80. The most popular quarterback number is?
5.
Well, incorrect. 5 players have worn 10. Name one of them. There he is, Eric Zier.
Okay.
He went old school on us.
He did. How about Troy Smith? How about somebody like in a recent?
I'm sorry, I'm an old school guy.
Here you go. This was good. Including the number 13, there are 6 jersey numbers that have been worn by only one player. There's 5 on the list. Name as many as you can out of the 5. Which one? You got
75, 52.
Nobody else has worn the John Ogden. It's like insider trading.
Is there one?
Randall Cunningham.
Okay.
7?
Wow. A guy that sits here sometimes.
3,
Matt Stover. Right. One more. 2 more.
Give us a hint, dude.
No, one more.
Give us some love.
Quarterback.
2.
Quarterback? Number 19.
Oh. Come on, that's hallowed ground.
The lefty.
Scott Mitchell.
You know what I'm saying? That's hallowed ground.
All right.
Here's one, and
the answer is not UCLA. That is going to be the hint here. Name the college that has been most drafted by the Ravens. What college?
Miami?
Incorrect.
Alabama.
No.
Really?
Kelly Gray.
OU?
Oklahoma
is
the
answer.
Very cool.
All right, we're going to take a break here on Purple Passion. I think Kyle won that segment. When we get back, Ravens Cowboys, we'll break it down right here.